take your place in our community of prayer. I'm your host, T.N. Brown. Please feel free to join in by dialing 1-877-904-0198, or you can give us your prayer request on the Our Prayer Facebook page. Hey, everybody. I hope you had an enjoyable July 4th. I certainly did, and I'm sure that you guys all enjoy the fireworks and the barbecues. And well, speaking of barbecues, I actually didn't make it to a barbecue. I was a little sad about that. I had actually two invites to a barbecue, and interestingly enough, I didn't make it to either of them. One was in New York. Shout out to Taisha. Thank you for inviting me. But I decided to stay in Connecticut and be invited to a barbecue out here in Connecticut. But, you know, my conversations, I guess they must have gotten, I must have misunderstood. And so Saturday comes, and I'm ready to go to this barbecue, and I text my friend here, and I say, hey, what's the address to your to where you live? And she's like, why? I'm not home. I'm like, didn't you invite me to a barbecue? She's like, yeah, that was yesterday. So she had the barbecue yesterday. Speaking of my lovely Poppy sitting here with us, who's going to chat with us. But, yeah, so I totally screwed that up. But I still had an enjoyable day. And actually, I went to go see Jurassic Park. It was pretty cool. I was really delighted to go. I haven't been in movies in a while. So all that to say, I did have an enjoyable July 4th. Hope you did, too. And, again, we salute all of our soldiers who helped to lead our country into our freedom. You know, freedom is really so important. I don't know anyone that actually enjoys being bound. You know, we enjoy to be free. God created us to be free. You know, if you think about it, I'm pretty sure that jail cells across this country, across this world, if they were to just happen to open for whatever reason, I can presume that close to all of the prisoners who are in there would run for freedom.
They would run.
They would run. You know, so today, you know, using that as kind of an example, we want to be the impetus of the jail cells of your life opening to let you free. Freedom is, well, by the dictionary.com, I like to go there to kind of just get basic definitions. Sometimes you think you know definition and, you know, can kind of enlighten you. So dictionary.com says the state of freedom is the state of being free or at liberty rather than being in confinement or physical restraint. Again, we all, like, no one wants to be confined. No one wants to be in physical constraint. And yes, there are some areas of confinement in our life, but we want those to be the ones that allow certain disciplines to help us so that we can be better people, but not to the extent that it binds the very human and spiritual nature that God has given us to be free as who He created us to be. The Bible in John 8:36 talks about being free, and it says that whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And the scripture prior to that, you know, talks about that when a person is a slave, you know, that they're slaves to sin and that they have no permanent place in a family. But a son is free forever. And so then it goes to say that who the Son sets free, talking about Jesus Christ, He is free indeed. So when we are in Christ, and when we are in the Word of God, and when we are in the things of Christ, we are free. So we want to talk about that freedom today. Last week we had a powerful conversation with Chaplain Sampson talking about the three keys to freedom. And today we want to continue that discussion with the wonderful, beautiful, intelligent, and free indeed, Miss Prayer Associate Tatia.
This freedom in Christ.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for having me, Deanna. It's always a privilege and an honor to be here at Our Prayer Block Talk.
Amen.
Thank you.
We're always glad to have you. We're always delighted to have you. For those of you who are listening, please feel free to comment or ask a question, dial in. You know, we have free material here for you guys. For those who call in, you share a thought, you share something that, you know, you want to share with the community, because this is a community and we are believers and builders of one another. So please feel free to call in. The number is 1-877-904-0198. And all you got to do is press the number 1. You'll hear a beep and our producers will know that you're on the line and we'll just connect you right in. So feel free to call in at any time and we will dialogue with you. Well, first, Patricia, you know, I must ask, if you enjoyed your holiday weekend.
Oh, I had a wonderful, wonderful time. We had beautiful weather. We had family and friends over. We had a barbecue. We ate. I didn't cook. I just ate all the food that was out there. And now I'm paying for it. Yay. So, I had a wonderful time. Great, great, great holiday.
Good. Doesn't it feel good to be free?
Oh, it feels wonderful to be free.
It's a blessing,
yes.
You know, and I don't know who would not want to be free, and we want to help people about what it is to be bound, whether it's spiritually, emotionally,
right,
physically. You know, those people have a greater appreciation for being free, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
You know, so I don't know. Have you ever been maybe at a place in your life that you felt that you were not free at all?
Yes, I can vividly remember a time in my life where I needed to seek help, and I was just bound by a secret that that was just haunting me for life, and I was sexually abused as a child, and that led me to be bound by fear and insecurity, and until I sought help, mm-hmm. I was able to break free and live a life in freedom.
Mm-hmm. Wow, we want to talk more about that. That's powerful. You know, for someone like yourself having gone through a specific situation that would hold you bound and prevent you from living life to the fullest. I've shared mm-hmm. personal experiences mm-hmm. the same way, where, I mean, you wake up in the day, you can't even appreciate the day because your thoughts, emotions, feelings are consumed by this weight, by this chain.
Exactly.
Of whatever it is that you're going through. And you know, it's painful, and it robs us of the life and liberty that Christ came. Mm-hmm. So we want to talk more about that. And I know, listeners, you are out there, those of you who are going through certain situations that are holding you from you being free because you're held captive to your past, we want to attack that spirit today, and we want to declare the freedom of God over you. If you are going through something, definitely feel free to give us a call, because we will also pray with you in that area and declare God's freedom over your life. Again, the number is 1-877-904-0198. Press the number 1, and our producers will see it and connect you in. So Patrick, you know, I'm sure, as you give an example, that you've been through probably other experiences as well in your life that have led you from a place of bondage to freedom. And so we're really, really excited to hear about your thoughts on the three keys that you can give to our listeners today. You know, many of us forfeit our freedom based off of personal experiences, but we want to kind of hone in today mm-hmm. on not forfeiting it, but obtaining our freedom. So we're interested to know, how can we move forward with God as our freedom giver,
right?
Into how we can obtain this freedom. So please feel free to take us through the keys. You know, you talked about seeking help. One. So
I mentioned that before, seeking help. I think that's one of the first key to seek help. And I think, Tian, what happens is that many people fall into a performance trap and they don't seek help because
a
performance trap. You know, they are embarrassed or ashamed to share their secrets, share what they've gone through. You know, many of us have gone through traumas that affect us as an adult. And because you are worried about what people are going to think of you, you don't share. Mm-hmm. And then you live your life years after years bound by that one thing that's holding you back to obtain all that God has for you. And until we seek help and until we just be authentic and be real
right.
with ourselves and just cry out and say, you know what, I need help.
Yes.
Find someone that you can trust, that you can share your ultimate secret
okay.
and that can walk you through freedom.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, well, for one, you mentioned seeking help as the first key, you know, and being authentic. I think that's so powerful that we have to be real with ourselves and say, you know, it's interesting how God created our bodies. We know when something's not right.
We know
when something's off.
Exactly.
You know, and so when we find ourselves in situations where our past is holding us captive, or we feel anxiety, or we feel like, you know, I just don't feel like I'm living life to the fullest, those are indications to help us know that something is off.
Right. That's a red flag.
It's a flag. And that we have to do something about it.
Exactly.
So for yourself, you know, what was it that helped you? So you knew you had it, like you said, you had it for years, but what was it for you that took you from the place of the performance trap to seeking help?
And just like I said, just being real.
Okay.
Just knowing that just being real with myself. And when I came to realize that I couldn't do it on my own,
mm-hmm.
you know, I tried to just forget about it. So, you know, eventually this would subside. Eventually it would eradicate from my life, but it just kept on.
Okay.
It kept on affecting my life with my husband, with friends and family. So I knew that I had to go and seek help. So what I did was, you know, I found a great Christian counselor
okay.
that I can confide, and he walked me through the journey of freedom. So find someone that you can trust, or find a Christian counselor that can, and I say Christian because I believe that the key to freedom is Christ.
Amen.
Because you can get advice, secular advice. And I feel that that's just temporary. But when you counsel with Christ being in the center, I believe that there's a greater freedom
Amen.
In your life.
Amen. Awesome. I think that's powerful, and I think it's absolutely key. Finding someone that you can trust to help you through your journey to freedom. And it's so interesting because you talked about, you know, that you thought that while you were going through this, that it could just go away, or you just go, oh, this is momentarily. And, you know, part of that, I think that we deal with a sense of denial.
Exactly.
You know, that we don't face. It's interesting. I was thinking about how oftentimes, okay, let's say you think about a car. You know, you're about to go somewhere, and you think you know the way. And you fail, you're not really sure. You're like, I got this. I don't know how to. And oftentimes we find ourselves in those situations where we're heading to, trying to get to a destination. And instead of being sure of the direction firsthand, we try to go on our own until we get stranded.
Exactly.
And it's at that place of, oh my gosh, I am lost, I have no help, I am going to die if I don't get the help. And then we go to seek the help.
That's a great analogy.
You know,
yes.
And so we find ourselves in these stranded places because we've allowed ourselves to get there instead of having the proper guidance from the beginning. And so, you know, we have to come out of that denial.
Exactly.
And get the help.
Mm-hmm.
Because even in your stranded place, there is help available to to get you back on
right. And we got to get to the root of the issue.
Yes.
Because sometimes, you know, we just touch on the surface of our issue.
Yeah.
But until we get to the root of the cause, you know, I have people come up to me and say, you know, I have anger issues. I have issues with pornography or alcoholism. And that's not the issue.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I understand that you're having struggles with these things.
Yeah.
But the main cause of those issues is the root. Why? Mm-hmm. What led you there?
Yeah.
What caused it?
Yeah.
What was it that you went through in your past that led you to become addicted to alcohol or have these life controlling issues. So we got to get to the root of it. And again, seeking help can help you, someone can help you go through the journey and unroot those roots that are haunting you.
Yes, that are holding you.
That are holding you back.
So that's an awesome key. There you guys got it. First key, get help, seek help. Someone you can trust, go to a Christian counselor, and help yourself move away from a mentality of denial, because that is just going to keep you in your path. If you want to seek help, you can start right now. We'll pray for you. Number's 1-877-904-0198. Press the number 1 and our producers will see and log you in. We're here ready to pray with you. Maybe you're seeking advice. Patria is a counselor and life coach, and she's able to speak. Maybe there's something that you have a question about that you want, you want some advice. We're here to help you and to direct you. So feel free to give us a call. Or maybe you've been able to overcome something. Share with us. How did you overcome? We have our free daily devotional book we want to send to you. And maybe it's someone that you know that could use the book. So definitely feel free to give us a call. Or you can go to our Facebook page and type in hashtag Capital Freedom, and we will contact you and send you the material. So, Patrick, keep us going. What's the second key?
The second one, saturate your mind with the Word of God.
Amen.
The Word of God is alive. We need the Word of God. In Romans 12:2, it says, do not be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind. You know, Tian, if someone grew up in a home with an abusive parent or being ridiculed, those past pain hurts are not easily eradicated from our life. You know, I don't know about you, but have you noticed that negative thinking appears to be more prevalent than positive thinking? It seems that with most people, positive thinking requires some work, whereas negative thinking comes easily and uninvited. But the Word of God renews our minds. It renews our minds. Not until I got a hold of the Word of God, it became alive in my life, and my mind began to be renewed. Because there was false beliefs that labels and false beliefs that were just it's like a videotape, looking back at replaying in my life. And all I can just think about was the negative words, those labels that were just placed on me.
Yeah.
And the Word of God is what took me to took me through a process of renewing my mind and seeing myself the way God saw me, not the way I perceive myself or what others perceive me.
Yeah.
So Word of God is important.
It's powerful. And one of the first things you said was that, being alive, that the Word of God is alive. Bible says that it's alive, it's powerful, it is active, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. It separates the spirit from the flesh.
Exactly.
And that's really where that battle is, the mind, the Word of God says, is enmity to the Spirit of God. Meaning that they are enemies. They don't even get along. They don't
exactly.
even like to say hi to each other. they mm-hmm. are enemies. They are constantly at war. And the question is, which side are we operating
mm-hmm.
on? And so the Word of God comes to separate that which we are constantly rehearsing in our flesh.
Exactly.
And it wants to show us what are the things of God so that we can, our mind would be renewed in the things of God, that we would have life and that we would have freedom. So that's an awesome key, saturating your mind with the Word of God. And tell what is saturate for you, for us? What is that?
Saturate for me is being in the Word daily.
Daily. Yeah.
Daily. Every
sometimes,
day.
Sometimes, you know, because somebody's like, okay, read the Word of God, and then they could read it on Monday, and then 2 months later, and they're like, nothing happened. Nothing changed. You know.
Exactly. You need the Word of God daily. You know, it reminds me of the Israelites when they were in the wilderness out there, and they were complaining and murmuring, and you know, they saw miracles, but still they complained, and God performed miracles. God gave them what they needed for that day. You know, he took a loaf of bread and two fishes and multiplied it and fed 5,000 people.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, this is the manna for today.
Yeah.
So you need manna. You need to be fed every day. Mm-hmm. I can't do it without God. So saturating yourself with the Word of God with every day. The Word of God is a survival tool. It's a survival tool. We need to apply what we read in our lives.
It's
absolutely.
It cuts.
Can you visualize that?
Yeah,
that the sword of the Word is the sword of the Word of God.
Right.
It just cuts.
That's right.
So whatever situation, whatever problem, whatever trial you're going through, the Word of God will just cut through.
Cut it right down. I love it. Get the cutting, people. You got the sword in your hand, and you can cut down every chain and every barrier that is holding you from your freedom. I love it. So we're on key two. We have one more key. Tachi has talked about seeking help. And then the second key, saturating your mind with the Word of God. We're going to get into the third key. I want to invite those who have, if you have a comment or a question, or you are just desiring prayer, we are here to dialogue with you, you know, about your freedom or someone else that you would like to help be free. Talk with us. The number is 1-877-904-0198. Press the number 1, and our producer will see that you are wanting to talk to us. We love
Amen.
To talk to you and be glad to talk with you or pray with you. So, last key.
This one is huge.
All right.
Facing your fears. Fear can be such a stronghold, Tian, and it will not allow you to move forward to obtain all God has for you. Fear can cripple you. Fear can keep you in prison and not move forward. Fear is huge. Many people, you know, Tian, if you would have asked me, if you would have told me 20 years ago that I will be speaking and I will be a preacher speaking in front of the 50 to 200 people, I would have done two things. I would have laughed or ran.
Right. Or both.
Or both at the same time.
Right.
But, you know, I knew I was called. I knew that I was called to be a communicator. I knew that I was called to empower people because of my testimony, because of what I've gone through. Because if God set me free and gave me freedom, I believe that He can do it for anyone. So I knew that I needed to be that voice, be that instrument to impact people. So I had to overcome that fear real quick.
Yeah,
I had to, you know, I just had to just move forward and say, you know what, I'm gonna face my fears. I'm going to get up and do it and do it and do it until it becomes easier.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's just, you know, God is inquiring us to do something, and we know that God is calling us to do it, but because fear, we don't step out.
Yeah. I love what you said, because you really illustrated how we know that we are supposed to be somewhere, but we're supposed to be at point B, but we're at point A, looking at point B. And we know it's there, but what you did was you allowed the confidence to wrestle. You know, you said, I don't know if I'm going to win or not, but I'm going to at least put up a fight.
Exactly.
To get to where I got to go. And some of us, we just need to have that fight instilled in us that says, this is not who I am. This is not who God created me to be. I know that I'm better. I know that I can be. I know that I can enjoy this life. You know, there are people that some of us are looking at and we're saying, man, why can't I be? Or why can't you? Can you? Can the power is yours because God has given it to you by the word of God. He's given it to you by you seeking help, and he's given it to you because 2 Timothy 1, it says that God has not given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind.
Right.
You have everything that you need to move forward.
Exactly.
And to face your fear.
And if you have God in your life, and he dwells in you, mm-hmm. you know that he has it.
Yes. Absolutely.
You can move forward because with all things, you can do all things to Christ who strengthens you.
Amen.
In your power, you know that you're not capable.
That's why I said God gives the power.
But because he lives in you,
Amen.
You know that you can do it and you're capable because he guides you. He walks you. He walks before you.
Amen.
And you can do it.
Amen.
So it's just stepping out in faith and facing your fears. That's my third key.
Amen. You got the strength, guys. You have the power to do it. Step out, face your fears, and watch God take you through the process to your freedom. Listen, if you want to come to your place of freedom, if you want to start today, whether it's by seeking help, you know, saturating your mind with the word of God, or moving forward by facing your fears, we want to pray that prayer that will release those chains off of you to help you walk into your freedom from your fear of the past. Please give us a call. The number is 1-877-904-0198. Most importantly, this last thing I want to share with you guys. You know, freedom is so important, and I shared this with Patrick the other day, where God had just kind of given me some insight on freedom is so important because, well, let me lead you with this quote. Nelson Mandela says, "For to be free is not merely to cast off one's chains, but to live in a way that respects and enhances the freedom of others." And I think that's so powerful because oftentimes when we're thinking about our own freedom or whatever God is calling us to, we are thinking about it in an isolated manner. Me, me, me. But what God allowed me to see some time ago was the longer you take to come to your place of freedom is the longer that someone else potentially will be in bondage. Because we each have gifts and talents that God has assigned to us that will help to bless and help someone else. But the longer that we hold ourselves captive to or allow captivity to hold us from being free, then that means that those who are assigned to us will remain in captivity.
Okay.
So when you think about it, it's not just about you. If Christ didn't go through those struggles and pain and hurt to free us, then we would still be in bondage. But so he's given us the pathway. He's given us the model. You know, this walk that we have, it does not come without tribulation. But the word of God says that I have overcome the world and everything in it. So you are already victorious.
That's right.
So remember that your freedom is so important, not only for you, but you carry the keys now to help someone else be free. And that is the power and the liberty that God has given us and wants us to exemplify and permeate throughout this world. So that's it. I hope that you gained some keys today of being free. Let us remember that God has given us love, power, and a sound mind to walk into our freedom from fear, from false beliefs, and from performance traps. Let us pray for you so that you can be empowered to walk this day into your freedom. Patrick, would you mind saying a small prayer for our listeners?
Father God, we thank you. We give you all the glory and all the honor for who you are in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Father. I pray, Father, that what we spoke today, that it will impact those that are listening, Father. I pray that they will surrender and yield to your calling, that they will find a sense of peace and comfort in you. Have your way in their lives. May they speak to someone and be authentic and be real, Father, so they can find freedom in you.
Amen.
And we give you all the glory and all the honor for what you're doing in our lives, Father. Bless those listeners, Father. You know exactly what they're going through. You know their challenges. You know their hurts and their pains, Father. I pray, Father, that they will be compelled to want to seek help so they can live a life of freedom and obtain all that God has for them, Father. Because we are all called to serve. So we give you all the glory and all the honor for what you're going to do in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. Thank you for that prayer. Patrick, thank you so much for being on the program. It was absolutely a blessing. And we thank you for the keys that you have shared with us and that we can take with us to explore the new freedom that God has given us. Thank you so much.
It was a pleasure. Thank you for having me, Tianne.
Our pleasure. And thank you, listeners, for praying with us and for being a part of our prayer community week by week. Until next time, remember, in everything that you do and say, take a moment to reflect and pray, because we believe in the power of prayer. God bless you.